Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. And boy, I tell you, I have to say a little extra prayer this afternoon. Our phone's been down all of a sudden. They've been down for the last half hour. Farm Talk getting started. And literally, they're starting to work again. So it would have been a tough day to yell all the way out to the western part of the state to conduct an interview. But so we're going to run. We got a busy, busy show for you. We're going to visit with Ed Castle, president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, here in a second. We got Kelly Armstrong coming up, North Dakota congressman, for our monthly visit. We're going to head out to Ag on the Mall. We've got the president of AEM, Megan Tennell, joining us at about 1:50. The list goes on and on, but we better get to a busy guy. Ed Castle joins us now again. President NDGGA. There we go. I spelled it right. Ed, what are you up to today?
Well, we're just moving some grain out today, so
nothing.
Rain's kind of come through and kind of got us shut down. We haven't got much moisture out of the system, but just enough that we can't go farming.
I gotcha. Okay, and refresh my brain. You're a little bit north of Dickinson with your fields, is that right?
Right, we're north of Bellfield's where Bellfield. So right along Highway 85.
Okay, so have you done any planting yet this spring, or are you still waiting?
No, I got about two really good days left of wheat, and then I'll have all my small grain seeded. So first stuff's out of the ground, soils have been cold.
Okay,
so it's taking a while.
How about for moisture now? How much of this rainfall have you gotten over the last couple of weeks? Some areas are getting 3+ inches, others maybe an inch. Have you gotten that much?
Yeah, no, it's been spotty, but I would say in the last 10 days we've probably had an inch of rain. So okay. this last system kind of, we were looking forward to a little bit more, but it didn't materialize like it was showing. So yesterday it was just a trace, overnight maybe a quarter inch.
Okay, and how about for the rest of this week? Everybody's forecast a little bit different. I know we got it seems to change too. Like all of a sudden, Thursday's going to be a good day, and we get close to Thursday, and then it moves to Friday or whatever. These 1 days, and then the 2, 3, 4 days in a row with a chance of rain. What's the forecast like for you out there? Do you have a dry slot coming in the near future?
Yeah, after this moves out, we look to be. I don't really see much rain in the forecast, so just the wind needs to slow down a little bit. Every day is 15 to 25 mile an hour, so that's
all right.
But we need to get some spraying done. Actually, the winter wheat's probably ready to spray here already. Ooh. So
okay,
need to move forward with that, and it's a tough forecast on that aspect.
Right, you're still ahead of the game though, right? I mean, I think we were still shoveling snow last year at this time. So for May 7th, you kind of be out in the field just waiting for it to be ready. That's not bad. You still got a little time, or maybe a lot.
No, no. We started a little bit earlier, so that helps. But when you start like last week, we only got a couple good days. Just showers coming through and fog and things like that. It's just tough to finish up when you only get half days.
Right. What are you hearing? Obviously, you're president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Are you getting any feedback from other growers, good or bad?
As far as seeding conditions, it's kind of all over the board. Some areas are moving along pretty good, and some are just kind of getting started. So sounds like everybody has some crop in the ground. We had a board meeting this morning, so which is good. Everybody got it just a little bit earlier start than normal. So, nothing's moving real fast. Even from Dickinson to the farm here, there's still a lot of fields that have to be planted yet. So,
yeah, and the weird part is usually you guys are warmer than us, but that's not always been the case so far this spring. Look at the temperatures.
No, we had, I think it was Saturday, we were down to 22 degrees in the morning. So kind of hit a pretty good frost on the winter wheat. You could see it a couple days later.
Well,
it's coming back out of it, but it was the ground was froze.
Tom sent me a picture of the past president of the NDGGA, and I forget what day it was. It was about a week ago, and it must have snowed a little bit in the morning. his tractor and his seeder out in the field. He's like, should I do it? Should I go for it? And I said, I think you've tried it before, but I think you can wait. All the snow kind of melted, but it just made for an interesting scene because, you know, back in February, crave sakes, we were looking at nice warm weather and everybody's thinking, boy, it's going to be 70, 80 degrees by this point. And I mean, I know we're still ahead of the game, but it's funny to then get a, what is it, end of, well, it would have been end of April, early May, field shot with snow on it again. So, that, but that's Tom. I mean, that's what you get for living in Linton. So I'm just
teasing. Yeah, you know, we're looking at March here and thinking April 1st rolled around and we were going to be going hot and by 1st of May we were going to be done and that wasn't the case. I mean, it last half of April kind of turned cool for us and kind of became our March. So
okay,
a little bit later started.
What's going on with the grain growers in the near future? Anything exciting? Have you guys got your EPA visit figured out? That's probably top secret. I don't know if I was supposed to say it, but but have you been working on that?
Yeah, we're still we're in the planning stages of that. We're going to host it out of Bismarck in June 24th through the 28th. So
okay.
Sounds like we have 10 coming out of Washington, D.C., and hopefully a couple out of the Region 8 office out of Denver. So definitely in the planning stages of that. We're looking to base out of Bismarck, come kind of that work that area one day, maybe a little bit north, and then come west one day on Wednesday out my way, and then maybe go north and east to Jeff Mertz's farm on Thursday.
Very cool. Well, it's always great that you're able to bring those folks in. Do you end up with repeats? Like, you know, the same EPA officials coming back. I know, obviously, they change jobs with administrations a little bit, too. But do you get people that get familiar with you, or is it always kind of a different crew?
Usually a different crew. But one time, a few years back, we had a repeat that came back out there. Somebody was a manager in an office, was working on a project that, you know, they were probably looking for a little more information. And they actually made it back out just for a couple of days, though. But yeah, it's enjoyable when you see familiar faces. But generally, a new group every now and again.
Okay.
Something different that we're going to have this year is we're looking to get a couple of folks out of Rod Snyder's office. So not just the Office of Pesticide Programs. So we're going to try and expand that a little bit. Also, that group His office is going to have a larger effect on what farmers do.
Okay. Well, we'll have you guys back on. I don't know if it'll be Kayla or you or somebody, but once we get a little bit closer to the event, we'll have you guys back on again just to kind of give the official rundown. Do you guys do this alone, or are you, memory serves me right, do you do this with the corn folks, or who do you do this with when you bring
the team? Yeah, we do it with the corn and soybean. And then when we get in that eastern part of the state, we work with the sugar beet growers out there so they can showcase their concerns also.
Okay.
So each crop, you know, we're all the same, but we're all just a little bit different.
All right, final minute. Ed, anything else going on? It's been a little while since I've had a chance to talk to you, so any other thing, although I know this is kind of the time you guys are just worried about getting your stuff in your fields, mainly.
Yeah, you know, we've been working on that, but also with some of the updates coming out on the Farm Bill, hopefully we get some traction there and can maybe get this thing over the finish line.
Hey, they got a pencil out now. You got to be excited about that, Ed. They're actually writing something. So I think that was the last thing that somebody had told me. It's like, we need to just get something on paper. And it sounds like that's happening this month. So looking forward to that.
Yes. And hopefully, you know, that momentum can kind of continue as the House released what they're looking to do. The Senate came out with some stuff too, which was nice. So hopefully we can get those crop insurance,
the safety net,
that guarantee that ability to you know, lock in some better bushels at a higher coverage level.
Very good.
So you know, that's something we're looking forward to do, and been a long time coming.
It has been way too long. All right, Ed, thank you so much for popping on. I knew I might have a chance to catch you with the rain out there. I appreciate you giving us an update, and we'll talk to you again as we probably in mid-June when we get a little bit closer to your EPA event.
You bet. Thank you. Anytime. All right.
Thank you. Ed Kessel again, president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Coming up on 31 Past, we're going to take a break. Coming up here in just a bit, we're going to head to Washington, D.C. next and visit with the president of AEM, Megan Tennell. She is standing on the Capitol grounds as we speak for a big ag event, and we'll have that coming up here in the next 15. We're going to check markets next on Farm Talk.